so weird to do podcasts without headphones on. I'm so used to doing that with the headphones.
God, Guam, and you're all your podcast glory. I'm sorry. Sorry, we can't just like live up to that. We're working.
Because I used to be a radio
DJ.
You
can put headphones on.
I got COVID from Guam.
Don't plug them in anything.
Doing a podcast.
Absolutely.
Doing this podcast, as a matter of fact. Maybe the first, second.
What happened?
Second episode, something like that. Remember when you almost gave it to all the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. You can tell that story.
Remember when you did give it to the entire Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. It was like, it was close. What's his name?
Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey.
Like the main guys.
Yeah.
The stars. The team. Welcome back to the Comedy Store Doorcast. I am your host, Luke Schwartz. We have a fun group of guys here. I have some boys here with me today. To my left, Guan Felix.
Guan
Felix. Sorry.
With an M.
Yes.
Hey, Guan.
Well, sorry. Alex Young.
Yeah.
Now.
Hey,
okay.
Hey. Glad to be back.
And Torio Van Grohl.
Hey.
Hey,
bud. How are you?
I'm good.
How's your baby?
Baby's
shout
great.
Out to
I touch it. I want to hold it.
Everyone no, that ever. Tips at the door and mentions the Doorcast, we will shout you out if you do that. Thank you. Mike gave $20, so that's pretty cool. John Mankus gave $5.
Someone, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
not
for
as
that.
Cool as Mike.
And Andrea Gordon gave $6. Not her first time donating, and we appreciate that. And shout out to that.
Money.
Shout out to Eggman, who says all of our voices sound the same. So I don't know what to do about that.
We got to start doing vocal lessons.
I guess so.
Me.
Yes, me also. shout out Mike Z, Big Bad Brad, and Shannon. Always showing love.
Yeah, Shannon.
Those guys.
Yeah, Gino from Speedweed.
Gino.
Need some Speedweed, get some Speedweed. You know what I mean? At speedweed.speedweed.
So I can not talk. I don't think I'm talking because we all sound the same.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, chill. All right, I'm just going to...
Yeah. I think all our voices sound different.
That was Torio. I was going to say it was Alex, but I want to say it's who it actually is. Every Wednesday, 10:30, there's a show in the belly room that we're all on, and it's funny. Shout out Thurster, as always.
Thurster, we miss you. We love you.
Yeah, and Guam almost gave the Kansas City Chiefs COVID that one time.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you guys want to hear the quick rundown of the story. So basically, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce showed up one night because they had a game over the weekend. And
that was some magic Richie shit.
Yeah.
Richie pulled some shit and got some NFL people, like big time.
So, of course, I was working security at the time, and they were like, hey, Guam, just watch these guys. So they're hanging out in the back of the main room, and I'm literally sitting like 2 feet away from these guys, right? And then
the least keeping it together guy. Did you talk to him about who they were and stuff?
No. Well, I waited for the show to be over. So
once
the show was over, they went in the hallway, and of course, like everybody was like trying to bum rush them and get them like, you know, get Instagram pictures. So we actually, all three of us, and they were there, I think, with the wife and the girlfriend, whatever. We're just walking down the backside parking lot. And so they're waiting for the car. So we just started chatting it up, you know what I'm saying, about football. You know.
You're like, went up to Mahomes, and I see the thing about life.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, no, definitely Guam
out,
for sure.
So we were just talking about the playoffs, and I just basically, you know.
What chance we all have.
Yeah.
The thing about the playoffs,
look, you got to keep your head on straight when you're out there. Trust me.
I remember
this
CIF
is the thing about
high school.
It. No. The thing about it is.
Scratch the prevent defense. It never worked for me. It never works for you.
Turn Twitter off.
Yeah.
Turn it off, man.
So I basically.
You heard about TikTok.
Yeah, I know. I told Travis, I said, hey, man, when you guys come back into town for the Super Bowl, you know, like telling them that they were going to come back, I was like, well, hit us up and we'll take care of you guys. He's like, all right, cool. So they leave, right? The next day, I was like, oh, my God, I feel like shit.
Doom, doom.
So I have a bunch of COVID tests at my place that, you know, I took from the clinic, so... I took a COVID test.
Like their lifestyles condoms. Yeah. Like their free condoms. He just has a bunch
got like
of
a little
COVID
pyramid
tests.
Made of like COVID tests.
Yeah. So I took the test, right? And I was like, oh damn, man, I got COVID. So I remember I took a picture of the thing and I put it on our group chat. Dude, not even like maybe 4 hours later, I'm watching ESPN and they're like, well, Travis is not going to play this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers because he has COVID. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, don't tell me I gave it to that guy.
You gave it to
him. Wait, but Richie's a Steelers fan.
Yeah, that was the thing, too. I was all like, but you know what happened?
Whoa, so this was all deep fake, huh?
Yeah, two of the major players ended up getting COVID.
I thought they didn't get COVID. I thought they played and were okay.
No. I'm pretty sure they were okay. They did the protocol. They didn't play, but they ended up beating the Steelers anyways.
Yeah, they're never.
So I was all like, but I can imagine. I mean, I was thinking about worst case scenario. And can you imagine if that happened right before the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Like they came here. I got him sick.
Didn't get COVID.
No. Listen, I got him sick, okay. Right? And then they're like, Kelsey's not going to play in the Super Bowl because he got COVID from one of the door guys at the Comedy Store. And I would have been running for my life.
Yeah, but maybe they gave it to you, man.
City fan.
I know, but yeah. Well, the thing about fault. It.
Fuck
well,
the
these
Chiefs.
Guys,
they just
so fuck the Chiefs.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Yeah. It's like he's named in the news. Guam yeah. Felix, the Comedy Store door guy, has given.
TMZ's like chasing you around Hollywood.
Guam, is it true?
Yeah. Jesus. What variant are you wearing?
I know.
Oh, my. I said, oh, my, genuinely. That's funny. How's the week been? It's been pretty dramatic, even though it's a short week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy belated Thanksgiving. The group chat was very nice.
I feel like everything happens when I'm gone. I was gone for 3 days, and I miss all the cool shit. But I'm excited to hear you guys tell me.
There were a couple small meltdowns, as always.
Yeah.
Couple meltdowns, couple of Richie's parties acting up.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it was still a regular week, you know? The usual. Every time a Richie party comes, they come. And they are sometimes the worst.
Yes, they are sometimes.
Yeah.
And if not, they're the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chiefs. Yeah. Yeah.
They're NFL stars. And sometimes I've had, there was a party of NFL people he brought in one time that were. Actually, they were fine, but there's a lot of shiny shirts and rings. Sure. And
they're not notoriously known as the
quietest.
Best people.
Oh, yeah.
The best behaved. And Richie has no problem kicking his own guests out, too, to his credit. Richie will go, oh, sorry, I'll get him out of there. And just goes, come on.
It's the same when you get someone on the guest list for a show. It's like, of course they're the fucking problem.
One night he brought in a whole hockey team to the main room.
Yeah, that's right.
A whole fucking hockey team.
Yeah.
Professional hockey players came in, and I sat them. I brought them over to A because they're like a bunch of people.
Sure, yeah.
Bunch of people. I was like, here's your table. This is all you. And they all just stared at the table, and they're like, these are not good seats. And I looked at them. I was like, these are the only seats.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what to tell you.
Enjoy. And I walked away.
That would be funny if a superstar like, you went like, okay, let's go over here. Everyone who's already sitting down, who's ordered, can you please move? Because these people specifically want to sit.
They're so special. They're so special. Even people in line sometimes outside.
Get up.
I mean, yeah, get up. Do you not know this guy's a fucking percentage, like a field goal percentage? Like, please.
He's a professional hockey player.
He's a New York Islander.
He's a shark. He's a San Jose shark, man.
He will tackle you. No, but they just sat and they enjoyed themselves.
Yeah,
just fine.
Right,
they always do. People in line, like they get VIP booths. They're like, hey, excuse me. We have a VIP booth. Do we have to stand in this line? I'm like, it's all one line.
Yeah,
it's
one line.
And one time I said that, and the guy in front of them, as I'm walking by, he goes, as it should be.
That's the people. That's good
stuff. That's the people.
Yes.
I can't even stand in line with poor people, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's rubbing off on me, this poverty.
Yeah.
Just lines in general. We got a VIP.
I know.
It's good. You'll get a better seat.
I don't know what it is about people that we invite to the Comedy Store where they jack like, oh, we're friends with people that work here, so let's just act any way that we want to act. It's all like, you guys are supposed to be the most behaved people in here.
Yeah. We had one of the worst shows the other night, So-and-So and Friends, and one of the, there's just a bunch of road comics. Sure, hey, respect. Yeah,
right.
But when you have your guests coming in trying to hoard a booth.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, we're with So-and-So, and she's performing, and I was like, I don't care, these booths are pre-sold. Go in the back. I don't care who you are. Go in the back.
Oh, my God.
And the show ended up being one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my life. Just bomb after bomb. It's just like road material does not work with tourist crowds.
With tourists, it's because clubs are a weird mix of tourist and city hip guys.
Yeah.
Hip, like, it's like people who know what's up and then people who have absolutely no idea. But it doesn't equal the road at all. The road.
No. Yeah, I mean, these people can see through the, like, hacky road tricks.
You still do lawnmower material?
Like some people can, I don't know. But yeah, doing the I don't ever go on the road, so I can't speak to it really. But
just keep grinding, dude. You'll get there.
I'm okay. I've really gone like I do a podcast about working.
I'll take
here.
You
I'm
on
not
the
going
road.
Anywhere. Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm good. I don't want to go with Tori. No,
come on, like, man. You don't want to go to Bakersfield
and bomb and drive for too long and get paid too little and get like.
But that's how you learn to not bomb. You bomb there, and then you'll get great at it, and then you'll be selling out every rodeo, Bakersfield, all of the Central Valley, dude.
Hey, Barstow. Luke,
I wanted to make this announcement. I'm taking you to Ontario with me.
Oh, yeah. am I closing for you?
That's Ontario, hilarious. One of the best cities for comedy. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Man. I was here a couple times this week. Everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Guam, you went to Laugh Factory Thanksgiving?
I was going to stop by, but it was on the way.
Have you been that before?
No, I've been there once just to go like hang out, but I felt guilty. I was going to eat, but there were so many homeless people there. I was like, you know what? I'll just let all these guys eat, and I'll wait till they have the leftovers.
And you looked at the bus driver, and you're like, keep going west, Jimmy.
Yeah.
To the ocean.
Yeah, to the ocean. Yeah. You and me on Thanksgiving. Drive off the PCH into the water.
Metro time.
Yeah, that's so nice. That's nice.
The Comedy Store used to be open on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. There was only one 9 o'clock show, but it was fine because it was like a 9 o'clock show. It was,
dude, pre-Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, the shows were hot, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the
always.
Biggest bar night in America.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So it was, of course, that's one. But, like, Thanksgiving proper, where everyone's, like, too tired or whatever to go out, it's pretty cool. It's a fun little crowd that gets there, like, three quarters of people. Christmas is really fun. Christmas is really fun here. There's usually one show, and they do, like, a Chinese food buffet, really stereotypical. Mm-hmm. But it might not even be Chinese. It might be the Thai hookup because of...
Heart.
Yeah,
because got the part
that's
and the Thai bartender. Maybe a lot
that's
of Thai noodles.
That's the leftover food from our employee party.
So that's fun. We used to be open, but we weren't open this year. I didn't work.
I appreciate that, man. So some holidays off are nice.
Yeah, for sure. I was I did Bear City on Wednesday, and then the Door Guy show where. It was pretty packed though. It was a good show for the most part.
It's always packed. You guys got to come. It's a good time. Just mention the door.
I had a good set.
It's free.
People were mad at me for going up a little early, but I just took a spot that I saw that Jessica wasn't in the room, and I was like, I'll bring up Jessica real quick. I'm just gonna do. I didn't do over my time, and I just popped in,
and it went well. But what else?
It went well, but in the back, someone was not happy with it.
There we go.
That's how it goes. You were film. I
was trying to get a clip.
Yeah.
I brought you up. I am right before your set. I was trying to get a clip, you know, just to feed the content monster.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just blah, 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 want, 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 want.
Get to it. I want to know what happened.
There was yelling in the back.
Yeah. Why? What?
Yelling in the back, number one, I was just trying to record my stuff, and then Fozzy was on stage just riffing, and I heard this guy's doing my jokes, fuck him, this is why I don't fuck with him, in the middle of his set, in the back, you know,
what?
The belly room's like this big, guys, you know.
Yeah,
so anyway,
you know the belly room.
I'm like, hey, I just ignore it because I'm about to go up.
Yeah,
I'm about to go up. Leave me alone. Do not talk to me before I'm about to go up. It's not not good enough to be like, just, oh, yeah.
So anyway. You can hear it, but so can the audience? It's
absolutely.
Loud enough? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's like a stage whisper.
Right, so that you're trying to be heard. Right, the stage whisper is exactly right.
Stage whisper, and then right before I... go up, Luke's like, hey, why don't you bring me up? I'm like, yeah, easy. That's cool. Luke's our captain. Captain gets to do what he does. That's fine.
I wasn't working. I needed to get out of there.
That's also another rule. If you're not working, you have the privilege of going up first.
If I work, I'm happy to go last.
If that person actually worked more and actually was in the group chat, did not leave the group chat, and actually became a part of the fucking community and the brotherhood, then maybe you would fucking know that and not be a complete fucking dick, a fish out of water type shit. a catfish out of water? No. Okay, anyway.
No.
So as I'm, I do my set. I'm testing out new material. I'm having a good time. I was like, okay, I'm thinking in my head. Right when I got off stage, it was great. Shut up. I saw you in the back nodding. Yeah, all right. You got him. I saw it. Don't worry. I notice everything. Anyway, I get off stage, and this person comes charging at me, saying like, why did you bring him up? How come I never get to bump people? Like, because you hardly fucking work.
But yeah. It's also like, you're running the show. I told you I'm just going to do the and he I'm sorry. That's like part of running the show and just like adapting with it. It's like we go up every week. You're still doing the same spot. Nothing's really changing.
Yeah. It's just,
everything's okay.
It's part of the grind, as Torrio put it. You know, so I ask him to go out into the hallway where the belly room stairs are. And I'm like, all right, dude, come out here, you know, because there's audience. We have a full showroom. I don't care how great or how amazing you think you are. You're not going to fuck up the show. All right, get the fuck out in the hallway. We're talking. And then I tell him, hey, Lucas Signorti, he's the captain. He's just, you know, he's not off the clock. He's like, I don't give a fuck, blah, blah, blah.
That's very
he's like
nice
really
to say.
Like pressing on me.
Yeah.
In the fucking, there's stairs right there. Why are you pressing on me right there? I was like, okay. And then last thing he says before I leave, he's like, holla at me when you sell out some shows. I'm like, oh, you mean your room full of fucking open micers? Okay. Suck my dick from the back, okay? You think you're going to flex on me with your fucking, like, half open micer, half a free audience crowd? I don't give a fuck about that. Anyway, sorry. That just, it bothers me when people try to pull rank and try to, like, flex on me about tickets or whatever. That's just very fucking tacky.
Okay.
So I was like, this is where I leave. I'm going to leave. I go down, and I'm just like, I want to talk to Sam, who's like our manager, and I was just like, hey, just letting you know, there's some shit going on there because I don't want to lose the show. I don't want him to fuck it up so bad that we lose the show and she doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
I think this person came downstairs, right?
Yeah.
And was also in the manager's office. Sal stepped up and worked the rest of the belly room because he always steps up, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then drama in the manager's office for a little while. A
lot of boo-hooing.
Were you in there with all of them?
No, I just know.
Okay.
It's always boo-hooing.
So that's what you missed, Torrio. You sad about that?
Kinda.
You like drama like that?
I like watching it from a safe distance.
Binoculars?
Yeah, like being like, oh, yeah. That's happening over there.
Or, bummer.
I wish it'll be over here.
I wish it affected me less, but I see it and I go, it's going to be harder to work.
Now yeah, it's just I mean, no, I mean, here. It is. It
Now Richie's going to have a new rule about something.
It is a bummer.
And that won't go into effect until after the problem resolves itself, and then the rule doesn't have to be a rule anymore.
It's a bummer, too, because, like, your point about, like, he doesn't want to be a part of, like, Brotherhood of the Door. Like, I'm new, like, 3 months, right? I didn't, like, when I first started working here, I didn't think that would be a real thing, you know? It's like, I remember Luke Schwartz being annoying to me when I didn't work here, a few other people. Mm. But, like, it's a very cool thing to be a part of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And it takes you a little bit to, like, learn that. But the fact that he wasn't interested in that
is
bizarre to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
sad.
Ego.
It's ego. A bummer.
It's a humongous, suffocating ego. I know, because I'm an egomaniac, but I go to therapy. You know, everyone can benefit from therapy.
Good for you.
Yeah, dude, you can afford kids and therapy?
It's free.
Well, I'm kind of glad
that help and stuff.
I'm kind of glad that there was a lot of drama during that first part of the show because I bombed so bad, so I'm pretty sure the audience remembered the drama
absolutely,
rather than my bomb at the end of the night.
Is that the same guy?
I was like, thank you, drama. Thank you, drama.
But yeah, the Wednesday shows are always fun. I had a fun Friday night here. Yep, that was yesterday. And God, it was just really good vibes. And even though a couple people were here, more people that were good were here. It was really a nice hang. It was like Ahmed and Laura Peak and Suba and Blair and
Barucha was in the house.
Yeah, and Fury was hanging.
Yeah.
And Chapeloni working back door was really fun.
Oh, man.
He's a fun
Chapeloni
guy.
Chapeloni regularly the back door. A good time. Yeah.
Um, Yeah, it was a good. There were good shows. Danny Jawless, Jesus Trejo, just that like
is a good crew.
Yeah, it's like it was like all like good. Like oh yeah, Lucas Hurl working the bar. Like mm-hmm.
yep.
Yeah, it was like really nice.
Shit's humming.
Fun night. Yeah. And I think it was Danny Jawless who said like, you know, because like Emily has done a lot of change for this place. Like look what Emily has really mm-hmm. put her fingerprint on. And like yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yep.
Frank Castillo hanging out with like Blair Sochi, and it's just like
Saki.
I always do the wrong one because I go, it can't be Saki.
Love me some Saki.
Yeah.
Saki to me.
Saki to me, sure. Yeah.
Still mess it up.
He's like, yeah, so Sochi. Anyway.
Saki to me.
Saki.
Wait.
Saki. So tough. Such a bummer. It's like Young Duong.
Yep.
But you're dapper young.
I might legally change it. It's causing too much rift, and people are trying to find me. But then finding all my Vietnamese people has been a little bit of a challenge, and like retention, because I'm trying to get Vietnamese people to come out to comedy shows so we can all laugh together. Because that's not something we really do. We just like drink Hennessy and like scream at each other.
Yeah, Hennessy.
So we just
Guam on the cosign.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my brother married a Vietnamese girl, and I didn't realize that.
That's
like,
funny.
Every time we go to their house parties, dude. They're just like packing them out.
1738.
Yep. They got the classic bottles. Yeah. They bring out the old stuff. You're like, yep, I'm getting drunk tonight, boy.
That's, like we were drinking 1738 before Fetty Wap was rapping about it.
Yeah,
so we had it by the case.
It's got to come from somewhere. That's cool.
Yeah, he really mainstreamed it. But I just want that to happen. So I'm like at a crossroad between like, do I just legally change it to young, but then people are gonna think I'm Korean, and then they find out that I'm Vietnamese. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter.
I think you should keep it.
Hey, I think you should go by Alex the One.
What?
No.
Yeah, dude. Hey, that's your rap name.
Alex the One.
I'm just trying to sell some fucking tickets so I can flex on people, you know?
It's not with an N. It's just Young. How would you like really pronounce it?
Jung. Like Carl Jung.
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 Yeah.
So why don't you spell it like that?
Because I don't want to cause more problems.
J-U-N-G would be cool.
A J-U-N-G?
Jung.
Like Alex Jung. And they'd be like, wait, are any relation? That'd be weird. Am I adopted child of Carl Jung, the philosopher? Or like, what's...
Yeah, that's what everyone's going to ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you the adopted child of the philosopher?
No. That's hilarious.
I saw your comedy, and I'm like,
Yeah, especially Vietnamese people that you're trying to get out to shows.
They're
going
to
be like, oh, it's not the name I recognize. It's the other guy.
They're going to be like, what your name?
Shout out to Bob Billy.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, so that was drama on Wednesday. Oh, but good show on Friday is what I was saying, because Brian Moses had like 20 people. Jess Wellington, no longer Jessica, just Jess Wellington. That's some other thing you missed, probably. Don't call her the other thing. Call her Jess.
She'll fuck you up.
I saw that in the... group chat, but did she snap at someone about it? Because that would
be fun. She's been very polite. The way, like I say, people go, Lucas, I guess it's just Luke. You know, that's how she's doing it. It's very normal. But she,
you guys in your normal names, she kind of just gotta find a way to complain about it.
she sat the room pretty loose and very few. I mean, very like Brian Moses hosting a show energy.
Uh-huh.
It was like low, like nice smiling people. Really a good, like a nice, good crowd, and there was no band up there, but there usually is for Brian's thing.
It was a good night in the lot, too, man.
Yeah.
I worked last night. The lot was just easy, wasn't too crazy.
That's fun.
Glick tipped me.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's nice. Like, because the trick to parking Glick, so Glick, Chris Glick is the pianist. Shout out to him. We always joke
that
he's
on his at the Comedy Store. It's his own car in the parking lot.
Oh, absolutely. So he goes to his car between every single comic and rips a pound of weed.
He just reads a book or something.
Absolutely. Or writing a book. Who knows?
Yeah.
So he's in there doing that. So if you don't leave him enough space to get into his car, he gets really fucking pissed.
Mm.
So I make sure the whole lot is literally shifted over 1 foot just so he can get in his car all night. And it just happens, and at the end of the night... He gets in his car. He's like, oh, I'm out here, Alex. I'm like, all right. Thank you, Glick. I appreciate you, man. I'll see you soon. He comes back over. He like tells me to roll down my window. I have it up because it's cold. And I open up the door, and he gives me a 20.
Oh, nice. Solid tip.
And he's like, you're a hardworking man.
You are hard working. Hey, good for you. Hey, good on you. Anything, good tip.
Anything for Glick, baby. Anything for Glick.
Yeah. A guy who almost plays the piano for
us. Absolutely. Oh, he's bi-instrumental.
Noises are made, man.
And the saxophone. And the saxophone. Don't forget. Or, I'm sorry, trumpet. Not the saxophone.
Yeah, and the trumpet. Time. Yeah. So yeah. The trumpet and the piano at the same time. I wish to play. I wish he played. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Who do we have here?
Excuse me. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Luke?
Hey, it's I'm sorry, I have your number blocked. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Jesus Trejo.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Trejo. What up, Doug?
I tried to get you on the podcast next week, but you're busy writing on stuff. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I've been writing. Not much, man. I'm hanging out, smoking a cigarette.
Okay. Well, oh, like yeah. Danny, you still smoke cigs? I thought you quit.
No, I mean, I had. You know, one of the door guys had bought one for me, and so I've been smoking it.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Well, that's good.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing the DoorCast right now. I'm like, I'm on the DoorCast, so it's a little, I'm being kind of rude to Torio and Alex and Guam.
Pretty messed up, man.
What's a DoorCast?
Oh my god! You used to be a door guy, Trejo.
No, you should know. You should know my podcast. Wow, you're calling me.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. No, I was just calling to say what's up and see if you had a cigarette.
Okay. Yeah. No. No. I don't have a cig on me, but I will. I'll get you next time. I'll try and bum someone from someone to give to you.
Well, we'll get Torio since he's the new guy to run over the pink dot.
I got you, man.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, hey, Luke.
Yes.
I'm not going to believe this.
What?
I'm outside of this cafe right now. I just bumped into Argus Hamilton.
Oh, oh
well,
man.
Well,
he's grabbing the phone from me. Hey.
Okay. Argus, hey, I don't let him grab the phone. I don't want to talk to Argus. I don't want to talk to Argus.
Hey, Argus. Hey, buddy.
Okay.
Argus Hamilton.
Yes. No, sorry, Argus. I'm in the middle of doing the door cast. I really have to go now. Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Oh, hey, buddy. How's it going? I was out here jogging, and I just bumped into Jesus Trejo.
Wow. Okay. Well, that what a coincidence. And while I'm on the air. That's wild.
Yeah, I just figured this would be a good time to get my veil.
Oh, no, that's on Mondays. That's not for me anymore, Argus.
It's like a whole new thing.
Yeah. Another phone. No, that's on Mondays. You have to call in on Monday.
What's today?
Today's right now, we're recording on Saturday.
Just give us your avails. Oh, it's fine.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
Torio wants your avails. I don't really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You know, I was just out. I was just out right now. I went down and had a late lunch with some comedians from the Comedy Store. It was Carl Waxman. Sue Walker.
Okay.
I was down there. We had Dave Dugan. Dave Mischievous got the two Daves back together.
Oh, Argus, you might like this, actually. This is a true story. Curtis and his wife were visiting, and she ordered...
Oh, Curtis, he's a great Southerner.
Yeah, that is right. He's a big Southern gentleman.
From the great state of Oklahoma.
But she ordered a Diet Coke with grenadine, and I was like, oh, a Shirley Hemphill.
Shirley Hemphill, Diet Coke with grenadine.
Yeah, that's good. It's like a black Shirley Temple is a Diet Coke. And
if you ever heard my act, you know I never did any Coke that was diet.
That's very true. I have heard your act.
You know the my cocaine wasn't diet, but it was so white that the cops let it off with a warning.
That's right. Now you're just doing your shtick to me. So I'm gonna hang up now, Argus, because I love you.
Okay. Hey, hold on real quick. Jesus Trejo.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's give Jesus the phone back, please.
Okay. All right. Hey, good to see you, Jesus. All right. Hey, Argus. Hey, Luke. That was weird, man. He jacked the phone from me, bro.
Yeah, no, you do get jacked sometimes. Right, hey, Jesus, I really gotta go, man. I'm being super rude to my friends here.
Hey, I'm gonna come down there tonight. You think you could give me a cigarette?
I'll get you, man. All right, thanks, Jesus.
Okay, hey, sounds good.
All right, bye, buddy. I'm really sorry about that.
It's business. Show business, baby.
That's Hollyweird for you.
Well, what are you gonna do? We're on the strip.
Damn, that's huge. That's a big get. They just call you to chat.
Yeah. They both kind of see me as a conduit.
Wow.
Yeah. To a chat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I just call you to chat? Or am I not?
Totally. Especially when I'm recording.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I never set it up with anybody or anything. It just happens. It's really good.
It's crazy.
You're so magnetic.
Well, some guys got it. You know what I mean? And it's just nice to be here with among friends.
How do I get it?
Not by asking questions like that.
Oh, no,
man. Yeah, there's a lot of aggression in your voice.
I could get it, probably.
You can't get it if you're asking about it.
What is it?
Oh, baby, if you got to ask, you can't afford it.
I'm going to figure it out.
Sorry, that's just direct plagiarism. I had a good shows on Friday. A lot was smooth on Friday. Leaving room for Glick. How's your thing? You had a big beef. You had a couple things I asked you to write down. And
yeah. Okay.
Looking at me.
This is my biggest beef.
Wom is talking.
In every stand-up comedy club in the country.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. And I need all to see if you guys agree or disagree about this. I don't know what it is, but in every comedy club, there's always like one area where usually it separates like the bar and the service station and maybe even like, you know, the kitchen. And for some reason, that doorway or that hallway, there's always comics that want to congregate right there in that area. It is, to me, that's my biggest pet peeve. It's like they seek it out. They're like, is that the one door that all the servers are going to go back and forth? Okay, let me grab five of my friends and let's go stand right next to that door.
Is it people you recognize or is it like bigger comics?
No, it's just
like
everybody. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. Seriously, if you think about any comedy club, even here in Hollywood.
I'm like picturing comedy clubs, mm-hmm. and it's like that.
Yeah, it's like that for whatever reason.
I guess it's because people can't sit there.
Well, backstage is usually near the kitchens and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why.
But even here in our hallway, you know, we have this long hallway, and for whatever reason, they want to congregate right there by the kind of like by the bathroom, and there's always servers. Just like even up in the belly room,
right? You're talking about paid regulars and everybody.
Yeah, just everybody in general. You know, just the comedians and their friends.
I shoo them away.
Yeah, but in the back of their mind, being a comic, you should be like, hey, man, this is the place we're not supposed to be standing. Let's get the fuck out of here.
One of the most common things I've heard when I've like shoo people away, kind of, I'm just like, hey, guys, I'm sorry. There's like, we can carry, your voice carries. One thing I always hear when I ask people to move a little bit, well, maybe they should be funnier. Yeah.
It's always what they say, and it's like, do you not have any setups?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Is it just constant rock?
Are you constantly punchlines? Like, punchline after another?
If it's not like Ian Bagg or Rick Ingram, like it's not going to be constant, like destroying comedy. Yeah.
Well, another thing too is that.
And also, like, you want people to be quiet. You always complain about people being quiet when you're on stage.
Yeah. My whole thing is just respect the other comics because I know if I'm on stage, I don't want to hear a bunch of comics talking in the back. Like you said, because I'm telling the story, I'm in a setup.
There's like laughter.
Yeah, you're like, you know, the guy's arguing.
Laughter comes from the hallway.
Yeah, and you're just like, dude, just move it out into the parking lot. Just go. So.
Well, so can we talk about how there's no green room for the original room? There's comedians in the hallway because they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be coming down
That's Tony, producer Tony, chiming in.
They were supposed to be coming down here.
Tony, the producer.
Not letting the podcast come to him.
Yeah.
Trying to be.
Hey, Tony, can you cut your own mic?
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, why can't they just come down here?
I don't know.
It's dangerous. That's a dangerous door.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty cool green. It'd be a pretty cool green room, but, like, how are we going to keep people out of it? And, like, how are we going to keep people from, like, falling into it? That's a real
thing. Stuff's
going to
start missing.
Yeah. Because there's always.
Sure. And, like, yeah, I think really, I mean, there's sacred ground for green room of this room, but. And that's as close as it gets for real. But it could be, I mean.
Or the bar. Back bar.
Yeah, exactly. But that, you know, that's the problem that Guam's talking about. Is, like, that's where everyone congregates, where they shouldn't be going. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should just get rid of them.
Comedians. Yeah, good.
Easy.
Okay, Ricky.
Because at the end of the day,
Ricky just wants to run a nightclub.
Yeah.
We are alcohol salesmen for 100% sure.
We're a liability.
Well, we're just like, no, we're a bar that encourages people to buy shit at marked up prices so we can pay rent and keep telling jokes. It's like, that's
exactly.
Like,
yeah. That's every comedy club.
Yeah, it's in 2 drink minimum to keep the lights on is pretty.
Me and Willie had a little trouble in the OR. Up, but like I think it was like Tuesday or something. Him and I worked together, and we always kick everybody out of the buckets. you know, do not sit in the buckets unless you're a paid regular or you came in with a paid regular. We had this just random lady came in there and just sat in the buckets enjoying herself. And she's like, hey.
Like, they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
Ask them to leave. What exactly happened?
Willie went over because I saw her and Willie's working, you know, ORF. And I was like, hey, kick her out of the buckets. And he was like, yeah. And he's talking to her. Then I see his hand motions start to go like this and her hand motions go like this. And then he comes back. She's still in the seat.
Okay.
He comes back to me. He's like, fucking, she says her name's Mercedes.
What? And then, yeah, sure.
And she, like, has performed here all the time and everywhere. And I was like, she's not a paid regular. Go kick her the fuck out of that seat. And he's like, all right. And he goes back here. And he's like, I see the hand motions again. And Willie just comes back and he's like, man, I'm tired of these fucking bringer comics, man.
So she was a bringer comic.
Wow. Yeah.
So I went through the same thing.
Eventually, she got out of the bucket seat and went over and sat by one of the benches, which I'm like, okay, crisis averted. Sit there the entire fucking night. Great. I don't care. Enjoy yourself. Just don't sit in the buckets. It's just one little rule.
It is crazy how, like, those buckets are so... People just, like, they're willing to just ruin their whole night to sit... We went through, Saul and I went through the same thing where the guy was, he paid to get in because he didn't have tickets. So I like ran his card, sat him at a table. He gets up, moves to the bucket. Saul goes over. He's like, you can't sit here. It's for the paid regulars. He starts like yelling during the show. He's just like, I know Brian Callen. I know Brendan Schaub. I know Chris D'Elia. Like those are the three.
Shit. Was this an 18-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Or a and 14, it was
a 17.
Yeah. Was this a...
and it was like the perfect names
was
to yell.
Was this a married woman? A married teenager?
Yeah, married teenager is their, is all of their guys' type. He's just so funny.
But he did the like, what are your names? I'm going to have you fired.
Oh, nice.
And we were like...
Every time I tell him the truth, I stand right up there and go, I'm Jay Light.
Yeah. We told him the truth. We didn't get fired. It's a bummer. Yeah. This was a couple weeks ago.
I think I know which guy you're talking about. He's done the same to me.
That's awesome.
He was like, oh, I know everybody here. And I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Mike then, David stopped or kind of cruised by the other day on a scooter. You remember Mike David, the guy who used to jump out of his car and give people candy bars?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I miss that guy.
He would jump out of his
car. I miss that guy.
That sounds dope.
He would give everyone like a $20 bill and just like zoom off unsafely into the night.
I miss Hans.
He used to pay for everyone's parking meters up and down.
Oh, strip. Come on. What a guy.
But he's
Batman need.
He's just like he's a lot.
Sure.
And he got banned. And so he hasn't been here.
Why'd he get banned?
He can be a lot.
Got it.
But he's not very talkative, which is interesting.
I didn't care. He used to bring like the best snacks. Every time he would show up, he'd have like Reese's Pieces, like Rice Krispies and everything.
I mean, it makes me love Mike Black.
I know.
Snacks.
Mike Snacks, baby.
Mike Snacks.
Mike Snacks brings like two normal chips. He'll bring like a Doritos and then like Cheetos.
They're
and then,
all the snacks you never want to buy, but you do want to try.
It's the
it's like here's a weird chili squiggly Cheeto thing.
It's always 3D. It's always like a football or a volleyball. Or like,
it's like a cinnamon Cheeto or something.
A spider web, I think we had recently for Halloween on it, like a Cheeto spider web kind of thing.
Dude, speaking of like banned comics, there was this one comic who got banned for passing around counterfeit money.
Oh, and
it started off with like $100 and then it went to like $50. And I forget who spoke to him. I think it was Zach or something, or Saul. And they were like, yeah, he said it was like just $20. So it became bigger and bigger and bigger, or smaller and smaller and smaller. And the guy's just chilling. He knows this guy, long hair, kind of like, you know, homely
looking.
What do you
mean he's handing out bills?
He was paying for his drinks and counterfeit money to the waitresses. And then he got busted because the money didn't feel right. So Richie happened to be there. And so he's like, yeah, get the fuck out. You're banned for life. Don't come up here with this fucking fake money.
Bartender at the front bar.
I think it was,
Okay.
It was that Middle Eastern looking dude, right?
Yeah, long hair. But yeah, and then he came back around the other day, and he was just walking around. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know about the banning. We never get pictures, unfortunately.
Right. But sometimes it's a ban on a whim, and it doesn't make the rounds.
Yeah, so he's walking around. We're talking to him. Like Willie introduced me to him. He said he was good.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's a Willie thing, man.
This guy's
Willie
comic.
He's a good guy, but not great judgment about
people. It's like the paramedics are here for Willie's friend again.
Yeah.
Cool, man. And I love Willie's reaction. It's never like sorry. It's
he's
just like
I didn't know. I don't know what
crazy,
happened.
Dude.
Yeah. I don't know. That
what's life, bro? What's life, man?
I didn't know he couldn't handle his heroin.
So the guy's coming back in, and then I was like, "Hey, where you headed?" And Willie's like, "Oh, he's cool." So the guy's walking around just drinking a PBR, enjoying himself, and then Richie pulls in, and Richie's standing in the lot next to me, and the guy starts walking by, and he's like, "Hey, what the fuck did I tell you?"
By the way, Richie might sound mad, but he is so happy to see this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it made his day. He was like, worth charging up my Tesla for this one. So he's like, I fucking told you you're banned for fucking life. And the guy's like, I've been chilling here for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, he knew.
Like, fucking leave right now or it's going to get really fucking worse for you.
Jesus Christ.
That's fun.
A counterfeiter. Wow.
Then, yeah, the guy was and then
unbelievable.
And then the amount of the money he passed went back up. So he was like, "Yeah, the guy's passed around fake $100 bills."
Like the ones we have in the drawer that are just like straight up printer paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Saul comes out. He's like, "Man, I was just talking to that guy." I was like, "Hey, congrats on not getting banned." I didn't even know that could work. How do you get unbanned? It's like such a mystery to me, man.
That is a solid Trujillo.
Yeah,
very well done, man.
It was a fun time. It was a fun time. And I was like, "Yep, that was worth driving here. It was worth the parking money at the Pink Dot."
There you go. Yeah. What's the guy's name at Pink Dot again?
Charlie. Yeah, Charlie and his buddies Leo. So if you got to park, if you come here a lot, just park there for the month.
Behind Pink Dot, yeah.
Behind Pink Dot. It's kind of weird.
They do a monthly service.
Apparently, there's a lot of like weird shit that happens in that lot. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Stalkers.
A server got geotagged there, or like air tagged there.
Yep. She got air tagged. So if you're
she found like a little tracking device on her car, like someone was going to follow her home and not do something nice. Like kill her.
So if you're a man, park at the Pink Dot for sure.
And if you're a man, stop doing shit like air tagging people.
Yeah,
and
don't try air tag.
Like,
just
stalk and kill men, like hurt people.
Yeah.
Well, I asked her if I could have it back, but she didn't get it back.
You lost $20 Guam on that.
Damn it. I just bought that thing. He's giving me COVID.
I'm just randomly just bumping into her. Oh, you go to Trader Joe's all the way 20 miles away from my house. That's interesting.
I like that she's also going to catch COVID from your air tag.
Yeah, sure. That's how she knows it's it. That's like, you know, I couldn't. Yeah. The Guam variant. What was the one? Oh, Omaguam.
Omaguam.
Yeah.
Omaguam.
That's what it was.
Dude, and also, like, we had a couple, this one comedian visited the other night, same night with me and Willie. People are just throwing money there. It's great. I do my spiel. I'm like, and also, there's a tip bucket. Mm-hmm. Throw some money in there so me and Willie can buy more hair product. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a quick little thing. Sure, it's not like,
great. Oh, yeah.
And money just starts flowing in. Cool. This comedian from England, I think. Just came by, he's like, "Oh, well, I'm a comedian. I just want to come here and see some shows and whatnot." I was like, "Oh, you're a comedian? Sure, man. Just come right in."
Uh-huh.
Puts a 50 in there.
So, oh, nice. Class act.
Oh, 50.
Across the pond.
That's
a real funny, like, bill you get at the airport. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, a 50 is really...
Like, yeah, 50 is like,
great
what?
Way to throw it. That's cool he threw it in there.
Yeah.
There British comedians are getting paid, man.
Yeah,
they can actually
I guess
afford
so.
A tip.
Maybe he's royalty. Who knows? He just comes from money.
So when we visit, we just throw like our unused drink tickets into your tab. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's a chicken tender.
Yeah.
From the road. I know the road jokes.
Here's a chicken tender. Hang, yeah. Want some ranch?
I forgot to do this last week. We do some reviews from people who review the Comedy Store on Yelp or Google or anything like that.
Yeah.
Here's a 1-star review from... from Cooper, not Leiden, just a Cooper. Yeah. Bait and switched on the lineup, postered Tim Dillon all over their lineup for tonight, and he didn't perform. Pretty
so
sure
funny.
This
was here for
oh, man.
Just to draw a crowd. The venue is playing to tourists at this point. I'm disappointed they wasted my time with a lot of hacky acts. I mean, that's the only fair thing he said. We'll be seeking to get a full refund for the show tonight.
That's pretty good.
Damn, just like... Some people, like, he cancels a lot.
I haven't seen him perform here.
I've seen him a few times.
Every time.
He was still in Florida when that show happened. Apparently, he confirmed.
And then,
I think it was Josh Adam Myers' show.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And Josh Heddemeyer does not fuck around. He wants to put on a good show. Solid fucking dude. He got
Jim Jeffries as a sub.
Got Jim Jeffries. What are you complaining about?
And then also, like, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't that night. It was a belly room show.
Oh, really?
It was a belly room show. And then I saw Tim Dillon's face, and I was like, wait. I follow him on Insta. I was like, this guy's still in Florida. What's going on here? So you see the lineup. I'm like, what is Tim Dillon doing in the belly room?
Yeah.
Okay, he just wants to get up, work some FaceTime.
It was him headlining?
It was just him on the poster. You know, it's never a headliner. We don't have headliners here. We all have nothing but headliners here, but we don't have a technical headliner.
But, like, it wasn't like it was Fahim does Fahim doing an hour or, like.
Yeah, it wasn't Tim Dillon and Friends.
No, it wasn't Tim Dillon and Friends. Okay. Honestly, if you're an L.A. producer, you should just start putting Tim Dillon on your flyer.
I think that's...
and be like, he always keeps his name, man. It's not my fault.
Bro, it's going to be D's Nuts presents Tim Dillon. Yeah,
we got Tim Dillon.
That's so funny. Just put whatever comic you want, really, and say they canceled. Lineup subject to change.
Yeah.
That's like the old Rod Stewart live show that they used to do at Quivy. It's like he may show up.
I mean, your show might get shot out by a bunch of incels, but, you know, other than that.
Yeah.
A lot of crypto guys are going to be all up in your Coinbase wallet.
Yeah. We should collab.
Yeah. Bro, we should totally collab. Coinbase and the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Brennan does a funny line. He goes, ride the dip. You got to ride the dip, bro. And, like, that's a fun way to. Apparently, people say, you got any crypto, Guam?
Nope.
That's surprising.
And I have no NFTs either.
Apparently, we got an NFT in the last Christmas bag gift, like for the party. There was like an NFT in there. Like, you'd scan it. I had no idea. I threw it away. I just threw it away. Mm-hmm. It has made zero difference in my life at all. Yeah.
I think if you keep it, life actually got worse for you.
It's just a curse.
Yeah.
Like, but if you can have it in a gift bag, then it's now a fungible token.
It's like
a
curse, right? Like a monkey ball. Yeah. Right.
Well, no, I guess. Well, yeah, I guess because you can destroy it.
Because who else could? Anyone could scan it, right? It's not like. Attached to your internet presence.
Sure, yeah.
I would have just scanned all of them. And then you guys are like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I'm trying to scan it. Nothing's happening.
Yeah. And then at one point, John was like, they're making money. I was like, what do you mean they're making money?
I remember when we started doing that, and some guy, he was like, man, I drove all the way from Orange County to pick up my NFTs. I was working the back door.
Oh, yeah. I remember because people ordered them for a while, and they have them. They're out there, limited edition, one of one.
I mean,
non-fungibles.
You got to have artwork in the metaverse, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I guess, why not put the... You know, whatever you want, then.
Isn't Metaverse like a virtual reality Facebook?
Yeah.
And then which is the Spider-Man one?
That's
no way multiverse.
So confusing.
Yeah.
Non-fungible tarantula. He shoots
the webs and kind of swings around. It's crazy.
I have a lot of money tied up in the multiverse.
Oh, tight. Yeah. A lot of property in the multiverse.
A lot of property in the multiverse.
Multi-coin. Yeah, multiverse coin.
Yeah.
I still have a property on The Sims.
That sounds right.
Wow.
I'm
10 out of 10 jokes.
I can see your Sims is just women trapped in rooms. Just no, you didn't build any doors.
No doors. Actually, all rooms.
It's actually an island.
Unbelievable. All right, Brian Callen.
At least they have some weather. Get outdoors.
Oh, shit, man. That's terrible.
Bamboo cages.
Okay.
I did that yesterday to Don Barris. So I was like, what's your name? What college did you go to? I was like, hey, it's Alex, and I went to Epstein College.
Sure, yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah.
So it's on an island?
Yeah. He was like, where is this college?
Yeah.
It's on an island.
Yeah, Don's been in a pretty good mood recently, which has made things easier.
Oh, love it.
He's been in a good mood.
Nice wrap to the night, just as long as you get him, because it takes about 15 minutes.
A killer 25, and you go, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it seems like the door guys are liking him. I think that's all he needs.
He really needs an audience, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, he keeps an audience sometimes. There's like good vibe, but I mean, sometimes at late night,
I busted up because I'll never forget one night I was working the OR and there was two people in there and Don did like an hour for two people. That seems like they don't leave at that point,
which made me laugh because I was all like, Don, let's just go to like Mel's Diner with these people, and we can hang out. We can close up shop.
Jamar did it last night.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god.
Apparently, like a couple weeks ago, it was the first time he said ever in his performing at the Comedy Store that the crowd he had was all men.
Oh really?
And, weren't we? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I've never had this happen in my life.
Alex?
I'm in the OR tonight. Too.
Yeah, me again. Oh.
Whoa, you guys don't want to trade?
Bang.
No, aren't you working backdoor?
Yeah, but don't you think it'd be cool, you got the senior, you're the captain, to step up and like, just give me what I want?
Step up and give you what you want.
That'd be a real leadership and like move.
Just switching complete.
You can watch the
shit. Yeah. Plus, then you don't have any time in between because I clock in at 6 right after this.
So do I. I think we do, don't we?
We all
do. Yeah.
I think you got to show him.
All right, hold on. I can come up with another reason.
Torio. I'll think about it. I'm not right now yet. No. But
good.
I will get back to you pretty soon.
All right, cool, well, man.
His people will get back to your people.
I will circle
I don't
back.
Have people. You have people? Can your people be my people?
Honestly, you're my people.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Jesus.
As captain, you're all my guys,
then
man.
You know what? As your people, we've decided you're going to switch.
We'll see.
Are you an alpha?
Yeah,
are you
we'll see about that.
Are you an alpha or not?
Oh, yeah. That's
what
why.
What are you supposed to fucking mean?
No, I'm a captain. Burn that C on your hoodie is what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. I got thanks, you.
Man. Got you.
Hey, I got you, Doug.
Cool, man.
I'll tell you later.
It's not going to end well for me.
I'm like wondering if Klansmen ever refer to their hood as a hoodie. For some reason, I thought about that.
Probably.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up with your hoodie?
Do they put it like this, though?
Yeah, I think they do.
No, they put it on. It's not. It's
why
connected.
Am I thinking about this?
It's
I'm
connected
sorry.
To the
no,
back.
Yeah, you're trying new bits out on us.
It's, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to the listeners.
Young and the back and they go like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but that's okay because that'll never be good.
The philosopher's adopted son. Young.
No, but that's a very interesting question.
Yeah, but why would we know that?
I got to Google that. I'm so curious.
In movies.
No, because you just break it up. I was like, wait a minute, does it go like this?
I think in movies,
or they take it off and they put it on like that.
You're not listening.
What's it?
I think in movies,
it's attached.
I think it's yeah, but it's not like in Scooby Doo they pull it right off. But like in movies and stuff, it's usually
who makes them? Is it well, is it you?
Yeah, I think that's what producer Tony was thinking.
Do you make your own
producer
KKK
engineer
outfit?
Tony, sorry.
Or is there like a uniform?
It's probably like their wives, you know, just cutting up bed sheets and measuring them. You know, you got small, medium, large.
So there's no standard then. It's not like
no,
they're
no,
all
no.
Okay.
There's absolutely not one size fits
so
all.
So it's like a MySpace. You can kind of do your own thing.
Top
absolutely,
eight,
for sure.
Yeah. You know, do you think
this
like
is great? I was gonna end it, but I'm glad we got into this, Alex. This is
you
your
think
fault.
On really cold nights they're chilling with the hoods on because it's cold,
like a beanie.
Watch this game because it's cold.
No, yeah. The horses got them on too. They're just like,
oh my god, I'm gonna die.
Dry cleaning bill must have been
a
nightmare.
Dude.
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's
sorry. Yeah. That was so
funny. Yeah, do they come in women's sizes?
I know.
You know it has
oh
to,
my god,
it has to be preferences.
Uh-huh. Egyptian well, thanks, everybody, cotton. For being on the show today. We got a clock in 5 minutes, so I'm
yeah,
gonna wrap
do.
This up. It's a short and sweet one. Guan, where can people find you online?
Nowhere. I'm always here. Don't even come to the store.
Yeah,
just come to the store. I live here. I should pay rent here.
Accepted
I'm
his station in life, and you know what? I'm honestly not far
now,
behind.
Now, Guan,
you.
What's your Sims address?
I know.
He's got a His ponytail's green above his head. Alex, where can people find?
On all social media, at Dapper Young, DapperDuong.
It's a good handle. Torio Vangrol.
At Torio Van Grohl, all the socials.
Yeah.
Come on by.
Oh.
Come on by. I'm on I'm on Twitter and Instagram still. It's good stuff. I'm probably forgetting something.
I have a lot of Alex Young on my socials too. So you can come there.
He tags me on a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
For that. Yeah. Doesn't even pertain to me.
Most of it doesn't.
Which I appreciate.
I just want him to see it.
All
right. I see.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, engineer Tony jumped in a couple times. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
you guys have been
in the fucking manager's
thanks
office.
Thanks for watching or listening or doing anything. Rate and review, I guess.
Rate and review.
Leave a thing.
Like and subscribe.
See you at the door.
Bye. See you at the door.
I love you.